November 10th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These messages will be your refuge in times of trouble, anxiety, and even the hour of my wrath. For now, I desire each one of you draw closer to me, as a child draws closer to his father in times of uncertainty. It is your relationship with me that comforts you and protects you in your every hour of need. Have I not chosen each one of you who listens to these messages to be an apostle of holy love? Yes, each of you is an evangelizer of love by merit of your everyday lives. I provide your every need and situation to do so. The ones you come in contact with are the ones I have sent you in that present moment. These are the ones you must give witness to as a true apostle of love would. It is my call to my remnant to unite spiritually in the truth. Let the truth of my commandments lead you, guide you." A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. "But he who is united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him." Another note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 13 through 15. "Since we have the same spirit of faith as he had who wrote, 'I believed, and so I spoke,' we too believe, and so we speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.